for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. I'm your DJ Frank Y, and you've been listening to The Loft. So glad you could join us. If you're just tuning in, the song you're listening to right now is one by the Roy Ayers Ubiquity, entitled Running Away. This one's a great tune from their 1977 album, Lifeline. If you want to catch the live playlist, you can go to WMFO.org. It's www.WMFO.org. You can catch the live playlist there. All of the songs from tonight's show are going up real time. And they have the I think it's the artist, album, and release dates. Some of the data you can find to catch that online, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you want to find it. So we're going to now continue, again, as I mentioned, with one from the Roy Ayers Ubiquity. We should have the Dill Query at the half-hour mark, because I think it's about halfway through the total show. Again, this is the last three-hour show for The Loft. We're still technically in the summer schedule. Fall schedule will be beginning tomorrow, and you can just check online at WMFO.org. Check out the schedule there. I think we should be good for the 6 to 7 slot as planned. So next week, you'll catch us sometime on Saturday night. But now to continue with the Roy Ayers Ubiquity. Thanks for tuning into The Loft here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts, Medford Freeform Radio.
Running, running.
heard the music, you know what time it is. Jake, stop whispering. So, hear that trumpet, you know it's time for the Dill Query. Dylan, how are you feeling today?
Ready to go. Had a lot of time to think this summer.
Good.
I'm not trying to miss a question.
Excellent. All right, so... today we're going to start off with a little bit of a open-ended question. This one is more of an opinionated one. Actually, it's sort of a would you or would you not question. So the question is, would you be willing to eat a bowl of crickets for $40,000? Think on it.
I don't have to think much on that. I'm saying absolutely yes.
Absolutely yes, okay.
I'd picture it as maybe a bowl of peanuts, something like that. Just get in the zone. $40,000.
All right, but these crickets are live, by the way.
That changes the story, but I would still do it. That makes it a lot tougher.
Right.
I think I could get in the zone and do it.
Okay, I totally agree. That's a good, all right. Can't take any questions from the peanut gallery right now. Sorry about that, Jake. So, we have another open-ended one for you. If you had $10,000 today, right now, what would you be doing with it? And you have to decide within, like, 1 minute.
So I'd be using all this $10,000.
You have to use it all at once, and you have to decide what to do with it in 1 minute. What would you do?
Okay. I'm going to take a 15-second pause to think about the answer to this.
All right, yeah, go to
we'll be back shortly.
Excellent, okay. Thought about your answer now. What are you doing with that $10,000?
After some deliberation, I would travel around the world.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hit too many spots with $10,000.
Where would you start and where would you end?
I would start off. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I would start off in Europe.
Okay.
I'd have to say Italy.
Italy.
Haven't been there.
Go to, definitely.
And then I'd mix it up, maybe go to Thailand.
Thailand. Huh. You can do this all on $10,000? You're coming back after two spots.
I'm living cheaply, but I'm seeing
right,
places.
Right.
And then maybe on the way home, I'll hit Australia.
Wow. It's good.
We'll call it a day.
Excellent. Love that answer. So now we're going to go to one that actually does have a correct answer here.
A lot of pressure.
Actually, you know what? We'll just go with three questions so that Jake can have his stats stats back again. All right. So
are these
first,
multiple choice or no?
No, this is an open ended. This is going to be pretty difficult. Not going to lie. Okay. So we have this first question here. This is a country themed question. The beaver is the national emblem of which country?
I would have to say Canada.
You're correct. Excellent job there, Dill. Did not think you were going to get that one. I probably wouldn't have gotten it myself, but... All right.
It's a good start.
So now, question number two. Which singer's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelica Germanotta? Stephanie,
all right.
Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
I think I know this one, Frank.
All right.
I'm going to say Gwen Stefani.
No, it's not. That's close, though.
Who is it?
This is Lady Gaga, actually.
Oh. That seems like it would be her name.
It would, yeah. That's true.
right, so one for two.
The third question coming in here. This is probably an easy one for you as a scientist. Actually, you know what? We're not going to do that one because...
Oh, you don't want to give me a layup?
All right, we're going to go for the layup. Hg is the chemical symbol of which element?
That would be mercury.
Oh, that was a layup. Jeez. Alrighty. So, Jake, what's the score on that one there?
You got me on here?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you're
that,
on.
That was 2 for 3, but, you know, that was a hint.
But
that last one. He was already thinking about that before you even asked him.
Yeah, I was actually studying the
you
periodic
studying.
Table
oh,
on
yeah.
the way over.
It was like every other day.
Well, needless to say, that's a great start to the year there, though. Thank you for joining us for the query.
Of course.
And we'll catch some more of that next week. Similar time at the half hour mark, probably the exact same time if we have the 6 o'clock slot. So looking forward to that. I think we're going to go back to the three questions as we did last year. But that being said, we're going to continue with one now from... actually, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go with one from Alex Albrecht. This one is entitled Schaefer Street. Thanks for tuning into The Loft and listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. message courtesy of Loft, The Station, and Dillkid. Take it away.
Your eyes are the windows to your health. Healthier eyes make for a healthier you. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam. Back to you, Frank.
Excellent. Thank you for those words of wisdom. Again, courtesy of WMFO and The Loft. I'm going to continue with one now by Larry Heard, entitled In Early May. The song that's on right now is one by Alex Albrecht, entitled Schaefer Street. Thanks for tuning into The Loft and listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
coming up on the end of the second hour here on The Loft. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO of Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. This next tune we have is one by Art Wilson entitled Rebecca's Theme, off of their album Balearic. Again, thanks for tuning into The Loft and listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. We have another hour here of The Loft. Do hope you stick around to enjoy some more of the good vibes. Frank Y here. Enjoy the rest of the show.